Naš naslednji govornik, gospod Tone Česen, je po diplomski študij zaključil na oddelku za mladinsko pastoralo Papeške Selezijanske univerze v Rimu. Je duhovnik in učitelj vere in kulture na naši šoli. V svojem prispevku bo predstavil medpredmetno povezovanje v okviru antičnih dni na Škofijski klasični gimnaziji.
Dobar dan, kar vas je slovenskih poslušalcev. Hello to everybody. English speaking. I will speak in English, so it will be easier, and I think that also the people who are from Slovenia will understand. It's difficult to talk about antique days on our gymnasium when the coordinator and organizer of these days is with us, Olga Osredkar, our teacher, so I'm a little bit in fear now what to say and if I will present it good. These antique days are in a part my personal experience of 2006 when I was for one day in the city of Königstein near Frankfurt, and there is one association of grammar schools of Hessen. So this organization or this cooperation of schools organize every 2 years so-called Philhellenia project, and they just get some antique Roman Greek team, and then they organize the peoples from different schools, so they come together and they spend the whole day on different activities. I was there and I was surprised, and I was talking here at the school about this project, and well, we heard it and waited another 4 years. Till then, in 2010, the first antique days in our school got life or were there. So actually we needed time to reflect and develop this idea, and because it was also necessary to add this program or this project to our yearly programs and plans, and so it's not so easy to where to put it and so on. In our school, everybody has mandatory Latin all 4 years, 3 or 2 hours a week. And every year, maybe 10 to 15 students learn also Greek. And we want to give the first year students who have Latin and a concrete and positive experience of learning Latin, of classical culture and of the antique world. The whole program is extended over 3 school days. So now we come to the goals. I think that there are 3 main goals. The first is experience of the connection between 2 subjects, which seem to completely differ at first sight. Like I will present more in advance about these cross-curricular lessons. Then the second goal is development of creativity and the sense for art and cooperation in mixed groups, not classes, and therefore filling antique world through practical activities like workshops. And then the last one is deepening and consolidating the knowledge and getting new competencies also. How is it developed? So these 3 days. On the first day, on Wednesday, we have cross-curricular lessons. They are prepared by 2 teachers together, and the combinations are possible like Slovene and Latin, English or Spanish or German and history, geography and chemistry, arts and mathematics, French and Russian, biology and religion and culture. So religion lessons with biology. The students ask themselves, how is it possible to connect 2 on first sight so different subjects like maths and arts? Shortly, it's possible, and they experience it, and they enjoy it. I will just show you some pictures from these cross-curricular lessons. There is chemistry and geography, I think. So there are building mountains with snow and so on. Then we have another one with chemistry, I think. There is a teacher of history and English teacher. Together they are exploring antique world of Britain. And we have biology teacher. And I will explain a little bit more about this. How we developed the lesson about biology and religion and culture. We take the theme of beginning of life. It's quite the theme what we are exploring here in these days. And it's important to present this question to the students because they ask often about how can we come together with scientific notion about beginning of life and the religion notion of beginning of life. And so we try to get together or to explain it together. In the first part, there is biological presentation about the beginning of life from Aristotle to the modern theories, the newest theories of these days. So in 20 minutes, for example, the teacher presents the whole spectrum and the main points. And then at the end, there are some questions that remain unanswered, and could it be something more is the question what we ask. In the second part, we begin with the presentation of the Greek philosophers and then the solutions what they give, like natural philosophers, and then the Aristotle's main theme and his approach, philosophical approach to answering about the question about the causes, and also about the method in the science, what we heard also today. And then we come to the biblical answer and Christian teaching about which gives us the last aspect of this question. And in the last part, we open the dialogue with students who can ask the questions, and we both, the teachers of religion and culture and biology, we answer together to the same questions, so from two different aspects, and it's mostly very interesting, and they are also participating. So we get a little bit brighter or broaden aspect of this question. So this is the cross-curricular lesson. I think I didn't forget much about it, so that you understand also. Then on the second day we have the workshops, different workshops about antique world. For example, one is sport, so they try to imitate the sport in antique world, like Greek Olympic Games. This is another picture. I hope that you see it. So here are the girls fighters. Then we have drama, so they try to play drama in Latin, or at least in translation in Slovene, but about one classical work. Then we have a kind of debate or rhetoric, so they try to prepare their one text or just to debate in different groups. Then we have practical work, like work in mosaics, could be floor mosaics or just pictures like mosaics, so small or big work. Then it's architecture, they try to build a temple or some other kind of models of different antique buildings. Kitchen is very interesting because they prepare something good for our for the free time, then we eat, or everybody could eat. We will see it. So it tastes good. The Roman kitchen is good. Today still. Then on Friday, we have the presentation. So the last day, we have the presentation of all these different activities and one quiz. So where they have to, between the classes, there are different questions and they have to make small groups of three persons, I think. And then they just compete who is better, in who got more knowledge about this antique world. And actually the quiz is only about the things we learned in previous 2 days. And then it's also the presentation of all the workshops we had. I will show you some more pictures. Maybe you can get an idea. Then there is also one workshop about the family in antique world, like also wedding, the prepared wedding, and what else? How family lived and the dress code and everything. So this is a temple. It was for a short time in our house. This is floor mosaic and the fresco behind. So they also painted some more mosaics. And they also played music, so they prepared one piece of music written by the students and our teacher of music. So it's new work only for this occasion. It never existed before, and I don't know, maybe it will be repeated sometime. But with also they try to imitate the antique instruments, not only the music. And that's for this part. I just say at the end that in so far we did the evaluation of these days in the last 4 years. Everyone would like to have it. Last year we have one big questionnaire about life in the school among all the students, and those who were last year in the fourth year, they still didn't have these antique days, and they just regret and they want to go back to the first year and have it and experience this part of Latin and Greek in another way. So I think also that if you go out in the exhibition that's outside, you saw it, I think that these antique days could also help our students to even more develop their talents, what they already have, to have more insight in this old world, which is also present in our days, and give them some more possibilities to express themselves also in our days. Thank you for listening.